Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Frazier. It is only 10:04, and I require a mimosa. Let me explain.
Make it the biggest one you have. Yes!
Guys, how do we explain hey, Benny, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, that was last minute.
I mean, that was a moment. So I just want you to know. So the way that radio works is we dial in on this special phone line. One line takes my voice and sends it to Seattle so that Benny can hear me. And they play it out to all of our affiliates. And another line sends Benny and all of his audio, your calls, our guests, all that good stuff back to me. Well, it's vacation here in Los Angeles, so not everybody's in studio, and our tech guru isn't available. So literally, I've been like playing charades with Benny through Skype.
It's actually been a lot of fun.
It has been fun.
Okay, I'm two words. First syllable, yeah. Oh, it's a movie. No, it's not a movie.
And then the literally mid like intro song, I started hearing it, and I went, oh, I can hear it.
I heard this huge surge like spike in the studio, and it kind of shocked me though. It was this high pitched like squeak.
What a way, though, to have my last day of work keep us going. Because, guys, the exciting thing is we're on for 2 hours today. I mean, very exciting. Dr. Pat is on a much-needed vacation, so we are going to be filling in for her in the 11 o'clock hour. So we have so much going on. This hour, we have a really fun guest, Bob Olson, who is a psychic detective. He is the founder of some websites, bestpsychicdirectory.com, bestpsychicmediums.com, and Afterlife TV. He's a really interesting guy, and he's going to be joining us in segment two. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, Danielle McKinnon is going to be joining us, and we're going to be doing pet readings and readings for real people, and it's all going to be very exciting. And it's the week before Christmas. The countdown has begun. I finished my shopping in record time.
You did a great job.
We did a really good job. I'm totally done. Benny, are you finished with yours?
I haven't even started.
Are you serious?
No, I take that back. I've gotten a lot of the things for the boys. Lindsay and I have done a lot of shopping for them, and so now we should probably look for other people.
Do you exchange gifts with each other?
We have in the past, and actually I've already got hers.
And you can't say.
Of course not. She's listening to the show.
Does it sparkle?
Well, describe sparkle in her eyes or no. I don't know. Maybe, Dougal. Depends.
And you never know. And actually, we're going to have Lindsay on next month because I feel like we need to know more about Benny. And we want to know if he snores, if he eats in bed. I want to know everything.
I do not eat in bed. I can answer that right now.
We'll see. But, you may be a nighttime eater. So it's also the first night of Hanukkah as well. So you know what that means.
Potato pancakes.
And jelly donuts.
I'm waiting for some songs from you.
I know. I was trying to. There really isn't very good Hanukkah festive music. I feel like Hanukkah,
aside from Adam Sandler. And
right.
That's not
I thought
really
of that.
A serious,
And that is that is a good one. I do actually like that one. But so why jelly-filled donuts? Why is that such a thing?
It's all about having to do with oil. I don't know what it has to do with the jelly, but, the whole miracle of the oil with Hanukkah, like the oil lasted for 8 days, and it was only supposed to last for 1 day.
But this is made up. I mean, no one in the desert was eating donuts.
Well, that's debatable. But anyway, the reason you eat jelly donuts is because you're supposed to fry those in oil and it
represents the oil.
Anything you can eat in oil, fry it up.
Oh, because that's the whole reason of the potato pancakes, because
you're
eating them in oil. Okay. So for me, it's just an excuse to have a donut. We're going to have friends coming over tonight. And then as you guys know, we're not going anywhere this year. And it's the most relaxing holiday prep I've ever had. No tickets. We don't have to pick anyone up from the airport. It's really weird.
What surprise you?
My dad keeps emailing me. He's like, come on, hop on a plane. And I'm like, it's not happening. But so what's interesting is we did, we committed to doing Christmas Day alone, but we did have some friends that invite us to Christmas Eve whose family's going to be in town. And I think it's interesting how each family has their holiday tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to my friend Annie's, and their family's tradition is after dinner, they go on a pub crawl.
Awesome.
Right?
That's so cool.
And I was like, she was like, yeah, for the past 20 years, after dinner, everybody gets dressed up and we go to a bar. And I'm like, really? You? So they've never done it in LA before. Where is it that they do it? I think it's in like Cincinnati or something like that.
Yeah.
It's somewhere middle.
I'm just surprised. It seems like it would be a very kind of depressing atmosphere.
Right.
Who would be out? But I'm curious.
And she says it's really fun. So apparently, like, if you want to know where you can find me on Christmas Eve, I will be at some sort of pub. And then what's cute is she said, if there's any pub you want to check out, just let us know. And I was like, I don't even know where there is one in my neighborhood.
Yes, you do.
I really don't. That's the
really?
Thing. Well, you know, and when we lived in New York City, it's definitely more of like bar culture, not because you're definitely just going out to drink, but because everyone's house is so freaking small, you want to go somewhere to meet other people.
That's
but here, when you entertain, you have people over or you go to a restaurant. Like, I can't even remember the last time I was at a bar. So Christmas Eve will be quite interesting. And then we have another friend who every Christmas Eve, they go to Benihana. And I was like, really?
Oh, yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah. So do you guys have any weird traditions? What are you doing, Ben?
Not really. We just kind of try to find out which family we're supposed to be at for that day.
Do you have it?
It's ongoing right now, actually.
Is it? Do you have it like scheduled out through the day?
We're trying to figure that out. Like, Thanksgiving was actually pretty easy because the parents finally realized that we can only be in one location at one time.
Right.
And so they're like, okay, well, we'll. And my mom was really great, you know, gracious, and she pushed the meeting with all them further in the like on Sunday rather than on a Thursday.
See, but you guys haven't realized that once you have kids, you hold the power.
Yeah, you get an easy
Well, that's
easy
why
out.
They respected that.
You don't have to go anywhere.
I know.
They come to you.
Well,
like that.
My house isn't really that presentable right now.
And have you heard about this thing? So Target, my sister has it. Target has this new elf. It's called an elf on a shelf. And you buy it and you put it on the elf and it works for Santa. Have you heard about this? And it's just this elf. And every night the elf will move from room to room. And the kids realize that the elf has been placed in your house and is watching every single move that you make.
That's creepy.
Right. It's like a representative
right.
for Santa.
To make sure that you're good.
And you're supposed to move the elf after they go to sleep so
right.
that they are like, what's going on? Oh, it's watching me.
And my sister is like, my kids are obsessed with this elf.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like right before they think of doing something bad, they'll like turn their head and look up at the corner at the elf. So I didn't even tell you this, David, but our gift arrived for them yesterday and it's in a box and Thompson's been obsessed with opening them. So I got on the phone with him and I was like, I just want you to know that I'm paying the elf extra money. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah, you know, you cannot open that until Christmas. I think it's brilliant. Like, and they're totally falling for it. The elf really is like the ear to Santa. And that's the one thing I feel sad about is he's so psyched for Santa this year. It's like the perfect age that I feel like we're going to miss that. But
Skype, what did we talk about a few shows ago? You got a Skype.
You're right. I keep forgetting that. You know what it
Write
is?
Write it down,
though?
David.
I mean, even though my brother-in-law writes computer software for a living, they're not a very like tech like family. Like they don't have like a computer. And
what
like,
do you mean for Skype?
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of what we seem to be doing is we try to make an appointment to Skype with them. And I think you need to just sort of catch a person, like call them, and if they pick up, then great. But it never seems to work out to say, like, why don't we Skype at this time?
I agree. Yeah. And so there's two other things that I want to announce. First of all, guys, it's been almost a full year since we've been doing the show, and we've been having so much fun. I announced this on Facebook. Next year, I'm going to be doing two shows a week. You can hear me, same crew, same team, Benny and everybody, on Tuesday mornings at 10 or 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then on Wednesdays, I'm going to be with our friends at CBS New Sky Radio at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm really excited. 2 days a week. I joked about this on Facebook. I used to get in trouble all the time for talking in class. It was a constant.
For that, an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
Take a bow. Take a bow. It's all you.
Thank you. So we're really excited. So we're expanding, and I think that's going to be fun. And so one of the things I was thinking this year was I wanted to say thank you to everybody, but I don't have your addresses. I can't send you cards. I can't send you, you know, latkes and some kind of
a lot of cards.
It's a lot of cards. So what a fruitcake. So what I'm doing is on December 2nd, I'm hosting a free
January 2nd.
I'm doing a free event where you can call in, and we are going to do a big group meditation where we're all focusing on what it is that we want to create for the next year. It is 100% free. You call in, no charge. I will lead you through a guided visualization and a meditation, and then we will set our intention for the new year. here's the deal. I'm a big believer in group consciousness. So if we all have that moment where we sit and reflect and then set our intention, it's like it builds it higher and higher and higher. So if you want to get information, go to my Facebook page, click like, or you can always join my newsletter at dougalfraser.com, because the Friday before, I, and by I mean David, will send you an email with all of the things. Benny laughed at that. It's true. David's the tech person. Yeah. I don't do that stuff. I brainstorm and say, make it happen, darlings.
You're right, though. We're going to send out an big email for everyone that's on the newsletter list, and it will give information on how to log in and how to call in, and it'll have all of the steps you need to take.
So I'm just going to put this out there. My goal is to get 1,000. If we could get 1,000 people, can you imagine that? 1,000 of us calling in at the same time. I think that would be super cool. So let's set our intention. Let's manifest what we want for 2012. And it'll be really fun. And it's free. It's my way of saying thank you for your blog comments. Thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. All that good stuff, because it's been so fun. And the only way that I could think of returning it is by helping you achieve what you're looking for in the next year. Guys, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here all afternoon. It's 2 hours. When we come back, Bob Olson, psychic investigator, a really, really interesting guy. I think you're going to enjoy it. I'll be taking calls later in the hour. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're fully connected to KKNW in Seattle, and that pleases me. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Did you take a break earlier? Yes? Anyone? Is he prepared?
He's not prepared. Oh, my God. I can hear Benny. It's happening right now. I hear the music. We're connected. This is very exciting, guys. Turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight.
What's the dealio? Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. And I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. So my next guest, I'm really fascinated by. His name is Bob Olson, and he is the founder of several websites, bestpsychicdirectory.com, bestpsychicmeetings.com, and afterlifetv.com. You know, in my work, one of the things that I hear from people all the time is, how do you find a good psychic? How do you know that they're reputable? And one of the things that I admire about Bob is he has become kind of the voice of reason, or the go-to person for a psychic or a medium who has been checked out, who is authentic and real. And I think he's terrific. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Dougal. Thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm happy to be here, by the way.
Well, seriously, I mean, you know, unfortunately in my community, there is a lot of fraud. And one of the things that I love about you is you've made this kind of platform for people to go where psychics upload their information, their prices, their services, and you can review them. But the idea basically is that they've already been kind of had a background check through you, correct?
That's correct. In fact, we get, gee, I don't even know how many, but out of all the people who submit listings for the directory, for Best Psychic Directory, is only a few get through, actually, because, you know, it's quite extensive and you know, there's a lot of criteria to meet, and not too many people meet them. So, anyways, yeah, they've been pre-selected by the time they actually get on the site. And then what's nice about it is that if anybody slipped through the cracks, which it rarely happens, but if it does, I get so much feedback from the public. In fact, people will usually complain to me about a reading that they were unhappy with before they'll ever tell the psychic or medium. So I find out right away. And then if there's an actual issue, I investigate that. And if there's an issue, we just take them off the site.
So you said the perfect word there, investigate. Because, you know, this morning I was like trying to come up, because I know part of what you're considered is a psychic investigator, but I think it's more than that. So I'm kind of curious if you can explain to our listeners, what made you get into researching, you know, the afterlife and psychic phenomena with such passion that you have for it?
Well, you know, I was a private investigator. I came out of college. I went to school for criminology. I went right to work as a private investigator after that, and worked on all sorts of, you know, the normal stuff, murder cases and domestic cases and, you know, personal injury cases. I did them all. I did that for 12 years, upon which, at one point, my father died, and I was 35. He died at age 64, and I had never really thought about these things before, never thought about the afterlife, never really gave spirituality much thought, wasn't even really sure I believed in God. And I was a private investigator, because I thought the way that I do, I just needed evidence for everything. And so... But these questions came up, you know, what happened to my father? Where is my father? Is there an afterlife? If there is an afterlife, is he there? You know, all this, the same questions that I know now, especially, that a lot of people, you know, think when they lose a loved one. And so I thought, well, who better to investigate the afterlife than me? I'm a private investigator. I know how to do it. Well, for the first couple of years, I knew how to investigate it, but I didn't really know where to go. And so I was looking to psychics and tarot readers and astrologers, and I was kind of going in the wrong places. 2 years later, in 1999, I actually met and had a reading with a medium for the first time. And it ended up being a three-hour reading, great reading. Lots of evidence came through, evidence that this medium, who was a stranger to me, could not possibly know about me, about my father who was in spirit, my grandmother who was in spirit, and other people. So, and it was enough evidence to crack open that skepticism within me and make me realize this is something that, you know, I want to investigate further. And every time I got evidence about the afterlife, I was so excited about it, so passionate about it, I couldn't wait to share it with the world. And so that's really sort of how it took off, Frazier. It was just not anything I ever wanted to do. I never woke up saying, geez, I want to be, you know, an afterlife investigator or anything like that. And I will make the point, I'm not psychic or medium.
Well, that's
myself.
What I wanted to ask you, you know, because one of the things that I believe and I talk about all the time is that I believe that everyone is inherently psychic. We all have it, you know, to varying degrees for sure, but everybody's intuitive. And I've always found investigators to be highly intuitive people, because you are kind of putting the pieces of the puzzle that you find together, but you are kind of intuitively trying to find those pieces, correct?
I really am. And, you know, it's not something that most investigators will talk about. And I don't stress it that much myself, but I do. I use my intuition all the time. I did when I was a private investigator. I even do in this work. Even when I'm trying to weed through all the psychics and mediums who have submitted a listing to my directory, when I'm looking at there, I'm using my intuition. And basically for me, that's all about feeling. I feel how my body feels when I'm on their website, when I look at their photograph, just, you know, whatever it may be. A great example of that is, you know, someone had submitted an article to one of my websites about a year ago. And this was somebody I trusted, somebody who I knew had a lot of integrity. But when the article came through, I just had this intuitive feeling that it was plagiarized. Now, I can't explain that. I'm not going to try to explain that to anybody because that's not really my thing, but I felt it.
But it was a hunch.
It was a hunch, and the word plagiarism popped into my head. I just took a few lines from the article, punched them into Google, and they showed up. It was somebody else's article.
Wow.
And so I
Will you tell us who said was going to write it? No, I'm just kidding.
What happened was I contacted her and I said, geez, what is this all about? You know, and she said, I hired someone to write the article for me. She interviewed me and then she wrote the article, and it was an article on meditation. And she said, I had no idea that she did it.
Did you believe her? Did you believe her that she had no idea?
Yeah, she has. She has great integrity. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. And she learned a great lesson from it.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what was kind of, you know, this is the way the universe works, I guess. What was kind of interesting and a little bit ironic about the next thing was someone had stolen, or I should say plagiarized, stolen really, an article of hers that was on her website. And she ended up finding out about it just days later that someone had taken her article, put their name on it, and filed it. So, you know, whatever. Everybody was learning lessons here.
So let me ask you a question. So I know on your website you say that you have like a point system or kind of a test, if you will, of what for you, constitutes a real psychic. What exactly are you looking for? And if our listeners are having readings, because, you know, I always try to explain to people, Just because a psychic charges a smaller amount of money doesn't mean that they're any less good than someone who charges a lot. There are a variety of different readers out there. But for me, like one of the things I tell people, I don't know if you agree with this, but when you get a psychic reading, I don't think you should have to start with a question. You know, the psychic should be able to tune into where they think you are right now. And from there, then you can kind of invite your questions. But I'm curious, what do you think makes an accurate, good, quality reading?
Well, I do. Right from the get-go, you know, I knew when I had my first reading, I didn't want to be asked any questions. And I made sure that was set right from the beginning. You know, I would answer yes, no, or maybe. And yes, no, or maybe was only to the question, do you understand?
Right.
And I said, yes, I understand. No, I don't understand that message you gave me at all. Or maybe let's continue on and see if we can get a little bit more. And so I really don't like when they, psychics or mediums, ask questions. What happens is, you know, it speeds up the process. So a lot of them do it a little bit out of laziness and a little bit out of, you know, they forget, you know, because a lot of psychics or mediums are not skeptical. They don't know what it means to be skeptical, or if they ever were, they just don't remember anymore. And so they're trying to speed the reading up. I've had readings, you know, more recently where I'll let them know that we can just jump right to the good stuff. You don't have to give me all the evidence. This is with people I've had readings with before. I'm not testing them in that way. Mm-hmm. And, yes, it speeds up the reading if you just get right to the meat and potatoes. But most people need that evidence first before you can, you know, move on to get, say, some of the messages of love or messages of forgiveness or, you know, messages that can't be proven.
See, I totally agree with you, and I agree with you. I do think sometimes, I like that you even said that it's kind of lazy on the psychic's part. You know, one of the things that I do when I'm doing a private session for someone is I like to do a reading for about 10 minutes before the client even speaks, because I think it's interesting. A lot of us have an idea of where we think we are in our life or what we think we're projecting. And I think it's interesting to go to a neutral source, have them sit in your energy and say, here's my experience of what's going on with you. And I agree with you. I do think there has to be evidence, because once you pick something that is kind of random and out of thin air, it establishes a level of trust with the person, which then ultimately lets the psychic or medium go deeper. Would you agree?
Totally. That's exactly what it's all about. And I think it helps the psychic and medium as well to not be to not be looking for that kind of feedback from people. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, I agree.
So without asking questions, they just have to go with it, and they have to trust that what they're getting is what they're getting, and they just go with it. And usually, because they're forced to trust in that way, because they're not asking any questions, they do better. They do so much better, you know? But, you know, there's a lot of other things that I look for. You know, it's interesting because at the beginning I was looking, you know, I was looking for hits and misses, you know? Mm-hmm. And most newbies or most skeptics are always, they're counting the hits, but they're also really counting the misses, and they're more concerned about the misses.
Yep.
And what they don't recognize that I recognized pretty quickly over time was that misses can just be a misinterpretation. It doesn't mean it's necessarily wrong. It just means that the message that the psychic medium was getting, they interpreted incorrectly.
And it's okay for the practitioner, for the psychic or the medium to admit that. You know, that's one of the things that I always encourage people. We're going to have to take a quick break. But the other thing that I love about Bob is we have a lot of listeners who are interested in starting a career as a medium or starting a career as a psychic or a healer in some way. And Bob gives great advice and has tools for you on how to get started, you know, how you can do your platform with that, which I think has been an interesting, you know, kind of curve and separate direction from what you offer as well. So remember, guys, my guest today, Bob Olson. He's the founder of BestPsychicDirectory.com, BestPsychicMediums.com, and AfterlifeTV.com. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about some of the cool interviews he's done. My name's Dougal Fraser. We're fully connected, which pleases me. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the Dougal Fraser Show. My guest today, Bob Olson, really a fascinating guy. So we get callers all the time into the show, Bob, who are psychics, mediums. They want to do it professionally. And I have been very honest about my own struggle. There is something unique about combining the energies of business and spirit. You know, a lot of psychics don't want to advertise. You know, we get inundated with emails that say we shouldn't charge for what we're doing. And unfortunately, we live on the earth, you know, and we have electric bills and mortgages and rent and car payments. And you created a great thing called the Psychic Medium Training Kit, which this is what I think is so cool about you. You know, so you figured it out. You believe that it exists. You found people that are good at it. And then the next thing is you took it one step further to encourage people who want to do this on how to set up an authentic, good practice. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. It was a workshop I gave about a year ago, and I gave it up here in Kennebunkport, Maine. We had 122 psychics and mediums come from all over the country and Canada. And what a great group, first of all. Amazing group. Not everybody was a full-time psychic. A lot of people who did it part-time, and we had lawyers there, and we had someone who taught at MIT, and, you know, we had all sorts of, you know, accountants, chiropractors, you name it. A lot of those people felt the same way that you do, and there's so many people in this field who are uncomfortable with making money doing spiritual work.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I did talk about there is that I feel like it's empowering to for that exchange of energy. It's empowering to be able to earn an income doing this work just like anybody else. Partly, you know, for one thing more than anything else, if we are not if you're not making money doing it, then it means you have to go make money doing something else.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden you're only able to maybe give a couple readings on the weekend rather than do it full time and give readings all week long. You're going to reach a lot more people. You're going to help a lot more people if you're able to do it full time. So I created this psychic medium training workshop for that purpose, to help people with this business and marketing, make them feel more comfortable about it, make them realize that it's okay to take their calling and market it and advertise yourself and, you know, find a way to publicize yourself to reach a larger audience. And to me, it's all about helping more people and helping people better. On the other side of it, I do talk about what we talked about earlier, is all the criteria that I look for in giving when someone's giving me a reading. And I broke apart into 21 points. I broke down what I think the key criteria for giving the best reading. And this was because there were people who gave me readings who I knew were very naturally gifted. They just had a natural gift from the start. But their readings were kind of poor. And then I had people who were not so naturally gifted, but they gave me great readings, much better than
the
others.
So what was the difference?
Well, it was these 21 criteria. It took me a long time to sort of break it down. I mean, it took me years to break it down, to figure it out. But a lot of it came down to the structure and how they gave that reading. Or, like, for instance, you know, just giving what they were getting rather than giving their interpretation of it. That was, like, one, you know? So that's like a real simple one. So many people go to give their interpretation. Well, their interpretation is sometimes wrong, and if they had just given what they were getting, then the client might have been able to make the interpretation for them. You know,
right?
Matching messages with spirits. So many times I'd be getting a reading from someone, and I'd say, well, you know, we got five spirits here who have spoken. Which person does this message go with? And they didn't even know, you know.
Right.
So we had to talk about how they could find out. And even holding clients accountable. So this is you know, a few of them. Holding clients accountable for instance, not feeding the medium, not telling the medium all kinds of stuff. Because if they tell you, even in a psychic reading, if they tell you about your reading, about their life, you can't tell it to them. You can't give it
to
them.
That is such a good point, because one of the things that I'm fascinated sometimes when I sit down with a client, you know, they will immediately say, well, I just lost my job and I need to know why, dot, dot, dot. And I say, stop. You know, if you give me any information, I can remember once I got hired to do a TV show. And so, you know, all the cameras are set and there's a whole crew and it's really expensive. And a PA comes in to says to me, and they're like, okay, so you're about to meet Tina. Tina's father passed away. And I said, guys, I'm sorry. We can't do this now. And everyone got really upset. And I said, I know this is a lot of money, but I have to be authentic. And you've already given me too much information.
That's right.
And what's funny is whatever a producer wants to find out, I will usually end up going in a completely different direction. I'll get something different because that's not what Spirit wants to talk about. Spirit doesn't care about the fact that your boyfriend left. They have something deeper.
That's right.
But I don't like to know any information, you know, even like with the show here, when we get a call, they just hold up a name. And I would try to encourage psychics. I think psychics get nervous because I know part of my job is I have to pull something out of thin air. But I find the less you know about the client, the better your reading's going to be.
Well, I found that true all the way across the board. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are psychics or mediums. Once I got to know them and became friends with them, they couldn't read me anymore. And
exactly.
Too difficult for them to differentiate between what's in their intellect and what's in their intuition. You know, just too hard for them to, did I already know this? Did I learn this? You know, because I know him now.
Or because I care and I want things to go, you know, really well. Yeah.
That's right.
Let me ask you a question, Bob. So, you do all this work. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Okay. So every time I look at your work and I think about it, you know, and I'm always curious about people's, what their purpose is. So here you are, this investigator, you know, and then you have this transition with your dad, and then you move into this line of work. When you're at home and you think about your intention with all of the things that you do, what do you feel like your purpose is professionally? Like, why do you think this work came to you with such a strong voice?
You know, it's interesting. Right from the very beginning, and when I was getting a lot of readings, this is in the year 1999 and 2000, the word that kept coming through was that I was a messenger. I was a messenger. I was a messenger. And really that's all I consider myself is I look at my job is not, I don't feel like, all right, let me start. Let me back up. I went I had three stages. I went from being a skeptic to being a believer to being a knower, okay? Mm. Knowing, I think, only comes from personal experience. So having a reading on my own and seeing the evidence come through with a medium or even a psychic that person could not possibly know, that was actually an experience to me. Because I knew that there was no place for it to come but from either the universe or from these people in spirit who had shown up.
Right.
All right? So that's an experience for me. I got to the point where after enough readings, I became a knower. I knew that people could actually communicate with spirits. I knew that people who were psychics could actually get information from the universe and repeat that back to me and help guide me and give me, you know, the guidance and direction that I might be looking for, or even just to confirm what my own intuition was already telling me. So to me, I became a knower about that particular thing. But then, you know, then I learned about past life regression. And I was like, well, I was skeptical about past life regressions. You become a knower about one thing, but you're not a knower about everything. So
So
now I had to go have a past life regression on my own in order to become a knower about that, to know that it's real, to know that it's true, that we really can travel back into a past life and see and remember all that went on there. So to me, my job is to inspire other people to go out and have experiences like readings with psychics and mediums and experiences with past life regressionists and channelers just sort of communicating with maybe advanced entities or group entities and just getting wisdom from them rather than, you know, direct messages for yourself. All these different experiences that exist out there, each one brings you to a new level of knowing, knowing about that particular experience. I see myself as sharing the experiences that I have had, and now with Afterlife TV, helping to share experiences with other people, teaching them about the afterlife, but not because I think anybody can become a knower by just teaching them something, but inspiring them to go out and become an afterlife investigator on their own. On their own. So investigate it on your own, and then you'll go from, if you have skepticism, you'll go from skeptic to believer to knower. And let me tell you, I never expected this to happen, but the level of inner peace and calm and fearlessness when it comes to death and all and the afterlife. It's something that I never expect to happen, but it's something that I gained through investigating the afterlife, through all these experiences.
One of the things that I love when you talk is, I'm sure you know this, there are a lot of people in the New Age community that don't come across as very grounded individuals. And when you talk about it, it is very clear to me that you are a grounded, rationally thinking individual. You believe in this stuff. You're also aware of the things that, you know, aren't working for people. And I really like that. I kind of think of you as like the voice of reason of the New Age or psychic community. It's a very grounded approach. And I think it's so, so needed. It's that combination of combining spirit with business. So, guys, if you're listening, bestpsychicmediums.com, bestpsychicdirectory.com. I'm on it. James von Prague is on it. My friend Angela Lusk is on it. Danielle McKinnon is on it. She's going to be on in the 11 o'clock hour with us. Go check it out. Whether you're looking for someone to connect with to get a reading for yourself, or if you're someone who's looking to do this business, it's such a great resource. Bob, unfortunately, we're going to have to go, but I just have to say it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really think you're doing amazing work. You know, a lot of times you hear about like James Randi and all those people, and I just think you've done a phenomenal job of providing an environment for people to learn how to get quality readings and to hold the psychic community accountable as well. And I think it's really admirable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you know, one of the things I do is try to raise the standards in this industry because I want more people to be to have the same kind of benefits that I've had from doing this. So thank you. And thanks to you for doing this kind of work. See, I just feel like we're a team trying to help, you know, encourage the public to get to know more about this information and what it can do for them. So thank you, Dougal.
I totally agree. Bob, thanks for being with us. Guys, this is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. I'm doing readings, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Call me.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at stephanierisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to stephanierisley.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Everybody at Psychic Dougal Fraser, I'm giggling because, of course, I can see Benny in the studio, and he is belting it out Katy Perry style.
I'm lip-syncing. I do a better job at that.
Next time we come, we have to do a behind-the-scenes video. I really think that's important.
I think people can karaoke.
See what goes on. We can do a karaoke night. Is a great idea.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
I could do my Vanilla Ice for you.
Is that your go-to song?
It is my go-to song. I actually performed it here last week for the Christmas party. It went over really well. Although I ran out of breath because I tried to do the dance moves.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose my invitation got lost.
It did.
Where was the Christmas party?
Oh, oops. It was here. We have one every year here.
What evs?
Oh, ouch. No, actually, it was the first year I've been here for the 10 years I've been here. They actually had karaoke. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I bet that. All stations mixing together?
Yes.
Love. Mm-hmm. Love. Photos. I would kill to see. Oh,
I think there's a video of me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll try to hunt it down.
Guys, I just wanted to say, Bob, his psychic medium training kit, go to bestpsychicdirectory.com. And I believe if you do a search on there, you can find it. But it's really cool. And like his Facebook page, Afterlife TV, there's a ton of interviews and it's very interesting. But of course, we are going to go to a caller because that's my job. I know that's why I'm here. So let's go to Anne in Seattle. Good morning, Anne.
Hey, Dougal, thanks for taking my call.
And I am obsessed with your energy. You have oh my God. So immediately I hear your voice and I see like this deep, deep, deep emerald green. So emerald green, of course, is the color of communication and creativity. But the good news about you, and this is what I need you to know, is I'm clear in your intention. I'm very clear in your vision. I'm very clear in what you want. I'm also totally clear in the fact that you are very impatient. And I get that. What I need you to do right now is I need you to slow your energy down. It feels like you've been working a lot on manifesting and visualizations, and you've done a really good job with that. But I just need you to slow down. 2012 is a really good year for you. Now, technically speaking, when I see green, it's also a sign of like wealth and prosperity. I don't necessarily see that in the form of money this time for you. I see it in the form of security. It's like I need to be in a position where I'm feeling secure, I'm feeling safe, and I can do what I do best. But it feels like the month of January is awesome for you. So what are you trying to manifest right now?
A good job.
Okay. So in my opinion, what I want you to do is I want you to give yourself a 2-week break. You have been running yourself crazy with this intention and doing a really good job. And sometimes in order to manifest something, we need to completely disconnect from it. And right now, like I feel it so clearly, it hits me like a train, which is awesome. But now what I want you to do in your visualizations is I need you to disconnect. When we're too attached to the outcome, it makes it difficult for something to present itself. So you have done everything you've can. You've put your energy out there. You've told people, you've told spirit. I get it. Now what I need you to do is just completely disconnect. My prediction is by the third week in January, you have a position you seem absolutely delighted with. They also keep talking about a Carl. I keep hearing the name Carl over and over again, which is kind of a weird name for me to hear. And they're flashing someone that I went to high school with whose name was Carl. So that's either the person offering you the position or the person that you're going to be working with. But it's like 3 weeks, third week of January, I feel delighted. So relax. This is your vacation time. Right. Know that you've done a good job. And I'm quite proud of you, even though I don't know you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dougal. That's just so heartening.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Honestly, I'm very proud of what you've done. And go to sleep tonight knowing there's pretty much nothing else that you could do on the table. So give yourself a break, okay?
Great. Okay. And have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks, Anne. So Laura gave us an instant feedback question. And I love this question. Laura in Philadelphia, let me read it for you. This Christmas will be the first year since my parents have gotten divorced. They both expect me to be with them during the holidays, which seems unfair to me. Can I get an amen, Laura?
Wow.
I am married with one child and want to make sure that he gets to spend time with both grandparents. What should I do? Laura, are you in my family? My dad is listening today and he
emailed me. Distant cousin?
He emailed me this morning and he was like, be nice to me. And I will. But I think the hardest part about divorce are the holidays and it's for the kids. In my opinion, I think, Laura, if I were you, I would say, come to my house between this hour and that hour. And it is not your issue if your parents can't get along. If they want to be with the children, if they want to see you, they're going to have to clean that up. And for those of you out there that are divorced, one of the things that I want you to realize is just because the marriage didn't work out doesn't mean that that person that you created a child with isn't still a soulmate and there's some kind of connection there. If you create a being from your love, from your relationship, that means you're going to be a part of each other's lives forever. So figure it out. connect with each other. Recognize this, that it's the holidays and you can all get together and have love and have comfort and have joy. But it's when our mental bodies, it's when our brains get in the way that say, well, I want this, and we're still harboring guilt and anger and all that stuff. It doesn't help anybody. And I have to say, a good example of this is my sister's in-laws. They have been divorced for a long time. They all get together on the holiday. It's a very peaceful, relaxed environment, and it doesn't really increase issues or magnify issues. So Laura, what I would say to you is you are the one in control. It is your home. It is your energy. It is your space. So I would invite them into your space. If they can't do it, that's their loss. And at least you've extended the invitation, and it's the best that you can do. I know it's hard, but that's the way that I would handle it. Guys, we're going to try and do another call. Darren in Washington. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, Darren, you got to turn off your radio.
Was it supposed to be Karen?
Oh,
Karen. I'm sorry about that. That's okay.
Okay. I'm so lucky.
Hey, Karen. It's Dougal. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm great. What can I help you with?
Well, I told the screener that I just thought I'd let you just go with whatever you see, so I didn't give you too much information. But if you'd like to speak about my love life, that would be great.
Let's start here. So relationship-wise, there was a relationship that you were in with someone who, I don't think they were trying to be mean, but there was a little bit of a negative side there and was awfully critical, correct?
Are you talking past tense?
Past tense.
Yes.
Okay. So
a little
bit.
Not trying, but yeah, it was.
No,
a little
it seems passive aggressive, and I feel like a lot of backhanded compliments. So I want to say that I'm really proud of you for getting out of that relationship. Here's the thing. One of the things that I need you to know, Karen, is you have a really bright light and you have orange around you. Orange light is seen around a lot of empathetic people. So because of that, a lot of times you're going to attract negative Nancys to you, and you have to be really careful with that. Just because you can help uplift someone's energy doesn't mean you need to be doing it throughout the entire day. So at the moment, when I focus on love, I'm feeling a little bit of a block. It's like I feel like you need to set a little bit of higher expectations of the kind of person that you want to be with, because I feel like sometimes you attract people whose energy is a little bit heavy. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, and I am in a relationship where it is a little bit heavy, but I thought it was because he's just so... Scorpio, secretive,
well,
you know.
Here's the thing that I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't get a great feeling right now, relationship-wise. And one of the things that I want you to work on is I want you to think about, when you think about the right relationship, the right fit, a positive relationship, I want you to script out on paper what that looks like. Because you have the energy to transform someone else's energy, a lot of times it means that you're fixing things for people, and that's not a great place to be in. So I am feeling a little bit of a block right now. So you can say to this person, I need you to figure it out on your own. I can't do it all the time, but I have to admit, it feels like you're in a little bit of a rocky place right now with relationships, okay?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I want you to write down on paper what a positive relationship looks like for you and keep referring to that, because if it's too heavy all the time, there's a little bit of a problem and that needs to be fixed, okay?
All righty.
Okay, Karen. Well, I wish you the best of luck with everything. We're going to have to take a quick break because the hour's almost over. Guys, the hour always goes by so quickly, but the good news is I'm filling in for Dr. Pat in the 11 o'clock hour, so I'm not going anywhere. I may grab some water because that's necessary, and I may take a deep breath because I realize I'm talking too quickly. But in the next hour, Danielle McKinnon is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about pets. We have an awesome giveaway. It's valued at over $300. We got pet stuff. I think Danielle's giving stuff away, so it's super, super fun. So if you've ever had a question of what's your connection with your pet, should I buy them a present for Christmas or Hanukkah, are they feeling left out, the next hour is totally the time to do it. And don't forget, just like Laura in Philadelphia, you can give me an instant feedback question and I can read it for you live on the air. Guys, if you can't get through today, you can always go to my website at dougalfraser.com, click the Facebook page and like us if you want to enter the contest, and I'm going to give you more details in the next hour. We're going to take a quick break. Benny, are we getting news, traffic, what's happening?
Yes, you will have that momentarily.
Wonderful. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser, filling in for Dr. Pat. We'll be back in a few minutes.